When my German grandmother made it, it was wonderful. I've never eaten
did
it.
Did she call it sauce?
She called it souse meat and head cheese.
Did you ever have ground beef rolled in tripe and pickled and then sliced and fried?
No.
Or cornmeal and chopped liver cooked together then sliced and fried?
You could never force me to eat it.
Something made with liver.
Nothing with liver.
All right. Or anything made with blood.
Mm-mm.
Have you ever heard of liver pudding?
No.
Or blood pudding?
No.
Okay. Sometimes called black pudding.
Sounds horrible.
Listen, I interviewed a man blood sausage, blood pudding, and sometimes they call it black pudding. Something made, now this is something I think you're familiar with, cornmeal in juice from the south, and mixed with cornmeal, the juice of the south, and it's sliced and fried.
Now that would be scrapple.
Yeah. And if butter is allowed to stay out too long, it might become
rancid.
And milk that is allowed to thicken is
clabber.
And the cheese that made
farmer's pot or cottage.
All right. Is that all the same thing?
Pot cheese is cooked, but it's the same. It's the clotted cheese. The cottage is dripped.
Uh-huh. What did your grandmother call it?
Cottage.
She never called it smear case.
No, but I've heard that.
Yeah,
I don't know where, but I have heard it. Possibly from my Aunt Mary.
Yeah, frequently Germans.
Mm-hmm.
Milk that is, before now they have all kinds of elaborate equipment for doing this, but they used to just use kind of a cheesecloth or something and pour the milk through
it. They skimmed it.
Yeah, or when you pour something.
Strained it, oh yeah, yeah, strained it to get the cream.
Yeah. Now an apple, an apple dessert made in a deep dish.
Oh, deep dish apple pie.
Yeah. Have you ever made one of these where you put on several layers?
Mm-mm.
You put a layer of pastry down and then a layer of fruit and then another layer of pastry and kind of build it up that way?
Now what does that make?
It's called a number of things. It's called apple pan dowdy and deep dish apple pie, which you mentioned, and pot pie, bird's nest, family pie, apple grunt, apple Jonathan. A lot of those are New England terms, though. All of the things you eat would be called
food.
And a sweet liquid served with a pudding?
A syrup or a sauce.
Yeah. And some food eaten between regular meals?
It's a snack.
And you might ask someone, how often have you today?
Eaten today?
Yeah. And a person might say, three times. I
ate lunch.
Yeah.
I ate breakfast.
And I will
eat dinner.
Yeah. And I'm going to this liquid here is called
coffee.
And it's when you say prepare coffee, you say I'm going to
make coffee.
All right. And you might go over to the sink and get
a pot of water to make coffee.
Yeah, but this is something you're just going to drink.
A glass of water.
All right. Do you ever use the term tumbler for a glass?
No. There is a type of glass I would call a tumbler.
But that would be a how is that different from a?
It's a footed. It isn't a footed glass either. It's just a glass.